So as we've already seen, the passage begins rather dramatically. Now at that time, a certain brother was suffering from dysentery and lay where he had fallen down in his own excrements. And this surely presents a rather dreadful picture. Here's a monk, a brother, a bhikkhu. We're not told whether he's old or young. We're not even given his name. He's just an anonymous sufferer. He's suffering from dysentery. It must be a really serious attack or series of attacks. He's fallen down onto the ground and he's lying there on the ground in his own excrements. He can't move. Apparently, he's too weak to get up. Those of you who've been to India, who've experienced dysentery, will probably know from your own experience just exactly what it's like. He's too weak to get up. He's just lying there in the filth. And he's on his own. There's nobody near, nobody within call, no one to help, no one to assist, no one to give him a drink of water. His condition is very pitiable as he's lying there in his own excrements. And perhaps there are sort of overtones here of the human predicament itself. But I don't want to go into that. I want to stay with this image, this picture of the sick monk lying there, wallowing there, one might say, in his own excrements, alone. Almost deserted, one might say, in this very pitiable condition. So what happens next? And the exalted one was going his rounds of the lodgings with the venerable Ananda in attendance and came to the lodging of that brother. So there are two points to notice here. The Buddha was going his rounds of the lodgings. That's the first point. And Ananda was in attendance. That's the second point. I'll deal with the second of these two points first. We're all very familiar with the name of Ananda. Very familiar with the figure of Ananda. It's as though we can almost see him. The gentle, the kindly, serviceable Ananda. And Ananda was the Buddha's cousin, I believe even his first cousin. He'd known the Buddha and the Buddha had known him all his life. I think they played together as boys. They fought together. They tumbled about together in the dust. They practiced archery together. And years later, after the Buddha had gained enlightenment, Ananda too went forth from home into the homeless life. He became a disciple of the Buddha and advanced steadily on the spiritual path. And we know further that Ananda was the Buddha's constant companion for the last 20 years of his life. Ananda is usually described as the Buddha's personal attendant. But why should the Buddha have had a personal attendant? Why should he have needed one? The traditional explanations which I've come across don't seem very adequate, don't seem very satisfactory. They seem, in fact, quite superficial, even dismissive. It's usually said that the Buddha needed someone to wash his robe, arrange his interviews and carry messages for him. And Ananda indeed did all those things, as well as many other things. It's also said by the tradition that it was simply the custom for a Buddha to have a personal attendant. Buddhas always had personal attendants, and that was that. Just as they'd always had a particular tree, or a particular horse, or a particular charioteer, or two particular chief disciples, etc., etc. So in the same way, Buddhas had always had personal attendants. A Buddha had to have a personal attendant, and Ananda was the personal attendant of Gautama Shakyamuni, the Buddha. So this is the traditional explanation. But so far as I'm concerned, this is not good enough. It's a not convincing enough explanation. It doesn't go far enough, doesn't go deep enough. Now, we know that the Ananda had not been the first of these so-called Buddha's personal attendants. Though he was certainly the best and the last. You may remember what we may call the case of Meghya in the Udana. Meghya was the personal attendant of the Buddha for a while. But he wasn't a very good one. He wasn't a very satisfactory one, because he went off on his own one day when he should have stayed with the Buddha, with rather disastrous consequences, not for the Buddha, but for himself. No time to go into that tonight. I refer those who are interested to the tape of the appropriate study retreat on the Udana.